The subcommittee has been very busy. We had a subcommittee meeting on Friday and Saturday of the previous week, and we actually worked a full day on both days because there is a lot of material to get through. And we started, and we will start today, with the tax treaty treatment of collective investment vehicles, which is CRP20. And before I hand the floor over to Jacques, I think what I wanted to say was that we looked at this issue from the perspective of, do we need to provide more certainty in the model for collective investment vehicles? And we look, you know, if you look at the, because they take so many forms, collective investment vehicles, ranging from opaque entities to fiscally transparent entities and things in between, we looked at the sort of technical analysis, which is, you know, do they qualify as a person, are they resident, are they a beneficial owner, those issues. But then we have to quickly think more broadly about, well, what is the right policy rationale for providing treaty benefits to collective investment vehicles and clarifying how they stand, you know, how they stand in terms of the United Nations model. And with that, I will pass over to Jacques to give you a report back on our meeting and the issues that we discussed.